Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Northamptonshire. Here's the headline. Northamptonshire is the geographic heart of the UK distribution economy, the southern half of the Midlands Golden Triangle. With a deep, diversified anchor at Northampton, a national-scale rail freight cluster at Daventry, and a motorsport halo around Silverstone, public auction prints are thin. But the underlying transaction tape is one of the most logistics-intensive in the country. Let me set the scene. Northamptonshire sits at the geographic centre of England, with the M1 running north to south through the western half of the county, the A14 cutting east to west across the north, the A45 connecting Northampton through Wellingborough and Rushton, and the A43 linking the M40 at Brackley northwards through Toaster, pronounced Toaster, and on towards Kettering and Corby. That road network is the reason the county exists as a commercial property market in the form it does. A driver leaving a Northamptonshire shed in the morning can reach the majority of the UK population within a single shift. That is the Golden Triangle proposition in one sentence. The population is concentrated on Northampton. At around 230,000 people, the only Tier 1 centre and one of the largest unitary towns in England, Wellingborough, Corby and Kettering form a closely matched second tier of post-industrial market towns running along the A14 and A45 spine. Rushton, Daventry, Brackley, Toaster and Undle round out the principal settlements. Daventry's residential footprint is small, around 26,000 people. But its commercial property significance is national. The Daventry International Rail Freight Terminal, DIRFT, straddling the M1 and A5 junction, is the largest rail-linked logistics park in the United Kingdom. The occupier base is unusually layered. Northampton itself is a diversified regional centre. The town's shoe and leather manufacturing heritage still runs through Churches, Trickers and Crockett and Jones operating from the borough. Carlsberg's UK headquarters and brewery sit in the town. Avon Cosmetics has its UK base here. Barclaycard runs national operations from Northampton. The University of Northampton anchors a town centre student and graduate occupier base. Layered on top, logistics dominates the wider county, DI's Arf at Daventry, Eurohub East Midlands at Corby, the Wellingborough and Rushton, a 14 to A45 belt, and the Northampton East Industrial Fringe. And on the southern boundary, an unusual specialist cluster, the Silverstone Circuit Corridor, with Formula One teams at the track itself, McLaren Engineering across the wider catchment, and Aston Martin Racing's nearby base. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded just under 4,000 commercial-leaning transactions across the county's 9 principal towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. 3,948, to be exact. That sits alongside more than 21,000 owner-occupier residential transactions in the same window. The first ratio tells you Northamptonshire is a working commercial economy with a deep buy-to-let book underneath. Not a pure commuter belt. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top 3 towns for commercial activity. First, Northampton. Northampton dominates with 1,733 transactions, around 44% of the entire county total. That's a deeper concentration in the county town than you typically see at this scale. And it reflects Northampton's role as the insurance, financial services, public sector and university hub for the wider region. The HMLR, commercial leaning median, sits at £225,000, with an upper quartile of £315,000. 56 keyword matched office transactions, the largest office series in the county, and 25 retail trades give you a sense of the breadth of the town centre occupier base. Second, Kettering. 634 transactions, a median of £210,000, and a strong A14 commuter book underpinning 3,718 owner-occupier residential trades. 15 retail transactions and 13 office trades make Kettering the deepest secondary market in the county. It's a logistics and retail town with a working town centre. Third, Corby. 522 transactions, a median of £208,000, and the post-steel regeneration story of the East Midlands. Eurohub East Midlands anchors the new logistics economy, and the 1,800 owner-occupier residential transactions reflect the repopulation of the borough following the steelworks closure in the 1980s. Corby is a real recent history regeneration market. It isn't a polished county town, and it doesn't price like one. But the demand drivers are genuine and durable. Worth a quick word on Wellingborough. 504 transactions, a median of £235,000, and improved Midland mainline links to London St Pancras. This is also where our single auction print sits, and we'll come to that in a moment. And Dave Ventry, 178 transactions, a median of £235,000. But commercial property significance well above what the transaction count alone implies. Because of DISS, one quirk worth flagging. Toaster has only 153 transactions, but the highest median in the county at £380,000, with a P75, the upper quartile, of £1,170,000. That is a Silverstone adjacent commuter centre on the A43 and M1 spine, where SPV activity skews towards mixed use and corporate acquired residential at high capital values. It is not a deep commercial market in its own right, but the prices it does print are striking. So let's talk about the yield environment, and I'll be straight with you here. Northamptonshire's auction tape is thin, genuinely thin. The Acuitas rostrum has matched a single Northamptonshire lot in the bundle window. One, that is 40 Market Street, Wellingborough, marketed as a bank and development opportunity, which cleared at £285,000 in the March 2026 catalogue. It sold under the hammer rather than being withdrawn, and it gives us a clean, if isolated, read on small ticket secondary high street pricing in a Tier 3 Northamptonshire town centre. With only one cleared lot, county level yield commentary has to lean on regional comparables rather than on a deep Northamptonshire specific auction series. Northamptonshire prints rarely surface in the Acuitas catalogue at all. So how do we read the yield environment? We anchor on the HMLR medians, 225,000 in Northampton, around 210,000 in Kettering and Corby, 235,000 in Wellingborough and Daventry, and the Toaster outlier, and we read across to the wider Midlands tape. Equivalent income product trades broadly in line with neighbouring Leicestershire and Bedfordshire. The DIFET and Eurohub logistics segments are largely held in institutional ownership and almost never surface at auction. Their pricing is informed by the broader Golden Triangle prime industrial yield benchmarks, rather than by Northamptonshire-specific comparables. Direction of travel through the back end of last year and the start of this year has been stabilisation rather than further repricing. Consistent with Savills, Knight Frank, CBRE and Avison Young's regional commentary, which brings us to lender appetite. The lender landscape is anchored on Northampton, with the wider county served through regional relationship teams. High street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC and Santander all maintain active East Midlands regional teams, with Northampton as the principal coverage point. Pricing for the strongest sponsors tracks national benchmarks closely. Challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust and Cambridge and Counties dominate the £1 to £15 million SPV mid-market. That's the segment in which the bulk of those nearly 4,000 commercial-leaning transactions sit. The county's logistics weighting at DIFT, Eurohub East Midlands and the wider Golden Triangle catchment means the Challenger panel sees significant industrial flow alongside the more traditional mixed-use book. Specialist short-term and development lenders, together LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk and Avamora, cover bridging, refurbishment and value-add finance, with particular activity around the post-steel regeneration sites in Corby and the Wellingborough and Rushton A14 to A45 corridor. What to be cautious about? Four things. First, logistics supply absorption. New and consented distribution shed space across DFD Eurohub and the wider Golden Triangle is material relative to demonstrated occupier demand at the higher rent tiers. And lenders are focused on stabilised rent assumptions. Second, two-speed retail demand. Prime pitch Northampton product attracts genuine investor competition, but secondary high street stock in Kettering, Corby, Wellingborough and Rushton has needed deeper repricing. The £285,000 March sale of 40 Market Street, Wellingborough illustrates the discount required to clear that kind of secondary bank parade lot. Third, post-industrial remediation risk. Parts of the Corby Town footprint sit on legacy steelworks land carrying contamination, structural and consent considerations, and Northampton's town core carries smaller-scale legacy shoe and leather manufacturing remediation to think about. Fourth, motorsport concentration. Toaster and Brackley both carry meaningful exposure to the Silverstone cluster occupier base, and lenders price both towns around stabilised motorsport sector occupancy assumptions. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Northamptonshire commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of measured continuity with logistics-led upside potential. HMLR transaction volumes look stable at the higher end of the post-2022 range. Prime Northampton office and retail yields are unlikely to compress materially without a clear rate cycle pivot. Secondary yields across Kettering, Corby, Wellingborough, Rushton and the smaller market towns have already absorbed most of the post-2022 repricing. What to watch? Grade A office in the Northampton town core. The Wirth, Eurohub and wider Golden Triangle logistics absorption picture, as the development pipeline is delivered into a more cautious occupier market. The Silverstone cluster motorsport supply chain feeding Toaster and Brackley. Post-steel regeneration land releases in Corby. And SPV acquired residential investment across the A14 and A45 commuter belt. That's the engine of the county's commercial mortgage flow. A closing note on data. Public commercial transaction data for this county is solid at the HMLR level. Almost 4,000 transactions is a real sample, but the auction tape is genuinely thin. One Equitas lot in the bundle window. So when you're underwriting a Northamptonshire deal, lean on the HMLR medians, the regional Midlands comparables, and site-specific market intelligence rather than expecting a deep public auction series to do the work for you. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Northamptonshire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.